Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Mills. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Mills. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Browns. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Kress steals second. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills strikes out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills strikes out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Potter moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Potter moves to third. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potter. The slide. Heath applies the tag. Potter is out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sperry hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Werber goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sperry hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Almada reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to third. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-for-3 in the game. Sperry hits a fly ball towards left. Mills settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mills. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mills bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to third. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Almada hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. Hefner scores. It's 7-3, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almada. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 3 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman pinch hits for Nels Potter. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 4 in the game. Sperry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Siebert strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.